Mr. President, Ireland aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and would like to add the following remarks in a national capacity. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment as President of the Sixth Review Conference. I can assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. While the public health situation has caused significant disruption, we're confident that under your leadership and guidance, the Review Conference will be a great success. Mr. President, Ireland attaches great importance to the CCW and its protocols as a crucial instrument of international humanitarian law. The use of certain conventional weapons in many conflicts around the world continues to pose severe humanitarian challenges. Given the interrelationship between disarmament, peace, security, and sustainable development, the unrestricted use of conventional weapons also undermines our shared efforts to achieve the goals set out in the 2030 Agenda. The rapid pace of technological development in conventional weapon systems too is posing a number of complex challenges for IHL. The review conference presents high contracting parties and other stakeholders with a vital opportunity to examine the status and operation of the convention and its annexed protocols. We have a collective duty to ensure that as conflict patterns change, the CCW remains fit for purpose and capable of responding in an effective way. Mr. President, my delegation remains gravely concerned at the humanitarian harm being caused during active hostilities in populated areas, and in particular by the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects. Ireland, along with many other states, is committed to achieving a political declaration on explosive weapons in populated areas. We are very encouraged by the engagement to date at the consultations chaired by Ireland on this issue. And while the pandemic has impacted our initial timeline, it has not and will not impact our determination to conclude a declaration that includes a robust set of measures that will make a meaningful difference to the protection of civilians during armed conflict. Mr. President, you've asked delegations to present their expectations and priorities for the Sixth Review Conference. In that regard, allow me to highlight the following five key areas. First, a critical issue for the Review Conference to address will be universality of the Convention and its protocols. While we warmly congratulate Afghanistan and Lebanon on their accession to the CCW, it is concerning that since the fifth review conference in 2016, only two states have joined the convention. There also exists significant gaps in the number of high contracting parties that have not adhered to the convention's annexed protocols. This falls far short of the ambition set out in the accelerated plan of action on universalization agreed at the fourth review conference and the outcome document of the fifth review conference. Second, with regard to autonomous weapon systems, my delegation wishes to welcome the substantive work that has been achieved within the group of governmental experts since the last review conference. Ireland will deliver a more substantive intervention on this issue during the agenda on Main Committee 2, but for now I would like to express my sincere gratitude for the work of the chairs of the GGEs in moving this important discussion forward. Given the pace of technological developments, there's an urgency to our work and there remain significant issues to resolve. We are not yet halfway through the allotted time for the GGE in 2021, and we must redouble our efforts to reach a consensus on the recommendations for the normative and operational framework and chart an ambitious way ahead for the next GGE with a strong mandate. Nationally, Ireland will continue to bring forward substantive proposals across the full range of issues, including human control, ethical considerations, as well as the legal, military, and technical dimensions. Third, the review conference should identify other areas where action is required. In this regard, Ireland, together with a large number of high contracting parties, continues to be concerned that the CCW has not been able to address the humanitarian impacts of the use of persistent mines other than anti-personnel mines outside perimeter and marked areas. The significant consequences on social and economic development arising from the use of MOTAPAM is well documented by international organisations, mine clearance organisations, and affected states. Ireland is committed to promoting an expert exchange of views on MOTAPAM and urges high contracting parties to use the opportunity provided by the review conference to reach agreement on advancing work undertaken by the CCW in the past in this regard. Ireland would be pleased to provide a concrete language proposal to the presidency and high contracting parties regarding a specific mandate. Fourth, Ireland expects that the review conference will carefully consider the scope and operation of the convention and its annex protocols. Without prejudice to other issues, including Protocol 5, Ireland would like to briefly highlight two issues. One, with respect to IEDs, it is imperative that the review conference recognise the humanitarian impacts they cause and reiterate the need for coordinated action to combat the threats they pose, particularly in urban settings. We hope that the IED questionnaire and the updated IED political declaration will be adopted as concrete outcomes on this issue. And secondly, with regard to Protocol 3, Ireland remains concerned at the reported use of incendiary weapons in armed conflict. The continued applicability and relevance of Protocol 3 is an issue which we feel should be considered in greater depth at this year's review conference, with a view to reaching agreement to continue discussions on the protocol's universalisation and review its implementation in the next review cycle. Finally, Mr. President, I would like to reiterate Ireland's long-standing position on the pressing need to give greater consideration to the gendered impacts of conventional weapons. In addition, the review conference should consider how we can achieve equal participation between men and women in this forum, in line with the priority set out in United Nations Secretary General's Agenda for Disarmament. In closing, Ireland would like to express its gratitude for the valuable input of the International Committee for the Red Cross, civil society and academia. Their contribution to informing and assisting delegations is invaluable. Ireland would like to place on record its full support for a broad and inclusive participation and partnership with civil society in our work at the forthcoming review conference. I thank you, Mr. President.